I mentioned this morning our message topic is fear is not an option.
Yes, Lord.
Fear is not an option. I don't know if you all have been told this. My mom used to tell me certain things were not an option. Mom, can I go swimming with so-and-so? That's not an option. She wouldn't say no. She would just say, that's not an option. But you think about it, somehow in some way, we allow fear to be something that's part of our lives. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you once again for this particular Sunday,
yes.
August the 1st, 2021.
Yes.
A day that we wake to see the sun rise, Lord God, to feel the wind outside, even though it may be a little mild. Lord, you allowed us to come into the church house one more time and see little baby Zyla walking around, Lord, and to hear so she can hear the word, Lord. I ask that you touch her spirit, Lord, even if she doesn't understand. Build within her the spirit of a warrior who does not understand the kind of earthly fear, Lord. Let her have a reverence for you, God. So as you continue to bear this word on today, let me follow. And Lord God, we thank you for what you shall reveal. In the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, let the church family say amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Fear is not an option, St. Paul. I mentioned earlier this week, last week, I came across a quote by Zig Ziglar. He's an American author and motivational speaker, which states, fear, F-E-A-R, has two meanings. It can either mean forget everything and run, or it can mean face everything and rise. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. There are many things, think about it, in this world that are unpredictable. Oh, God. We can go through scary seasons, be it COVID-19 and its various changes. We can go through losing a job or getting sick or losing a loved one. This world will have us spinning on our heads if we're not careful. We never know what tomorrow will bring, but we cannot live in a state of fear. Each day, we have to decide if we're going to let fear of what is before us keep us from living the way that God wants us to live. Or are we going to let our faith in the unseen things of God allow us to reach heights we never thought were even possible? It is human nature to be afraid of things. That's not what I'm talking about, St. Paul. But some people are afraid of tangible things like the darkness or spiders. Mine is snakes. Don't even think about it. Others are afraid of intangible things like death or being alone. Sometimes we get so wrapped up in things we can't control that we forget that we are allowing ourselves to think we are God. As humans, we are imperfect. That's true. And fear is a natural human response to different situations that we are put in. But we can choose how we respond to our fear. Remember a psalm that we all are familiar with. Psalm 23:4 says, even though I walk through the darkest of valleys, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. You are my rod and my staff, and you comfort me. And we sometimes get so used to focusing on the comfort that we forget the even though season. Think about it. We have a choice, St. Paul. We can choose to let our fear control us and run our lives. We can choose to live in fear and avoid situations or things that we are afraid of. Lord God, help me. I'm raising my hand, y'all. Or we can choose to face our fears and trust that God will help us and save us from our fears. Remember the word, one of the things that Joshua was told in our text this morning, it said, fear not. So we see in our text this morning, Joshua, oh my God, is going to be facing what would seem an almost impossible task. The very task of continuing a legacy, the task of taking the Israelites into the promised land. Can you imagine how Joshua must have felt? Here he is, a young man who's an assistant to Moses. He's lived through the Exodus experience. He's lived through the dry ground experience. He's lived in the desert. And here he is, God saying, now, son, you take it over. Not only is he going to lead the people, he's replacing the legend of Moses, the very one who had taken him out of the land of Egypt. Let that settle in, y'all. Remember, Joshua 1:1-5 says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all of these people, can you imagine Joshua looking around and looking over the desert and seeing all the Israelites before him while God is giving him this commandment? You and all of these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I am about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where your feet will stand as I promised Moses. And then God goes on to say, your territory will extend to the desert of Lebanon. I'm trying to remember my map right. To the desert of Lebanon and into the great river Euphrates and all of the Hittite country, which is in between in that northern region, to the Mediterranean Sea to the west, all the way down, and no one will be able. Come on now, y'all. He's not just telling them how to set this thing up. No one will be able to stand against you in all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Let me stop there because I want to almost preach this thing right now. Our faith can overcome our fear, St. Paul. If we pause in that moment when it feels heavy and it's coming to us, pause and remember that God keeps his promises. God has just given Joshua a big job to do. And I wonder, as I said earlier, what was going through his mind as he was listening to God. Notice, though, he was in a position to listen to God. I think he was a bit overwhelmed because you find in these 9 verses that I read earlier that God tells Joshua to be strong and courageous 3 times as he goes into the verses 6-9. Think about it. God is telling Joshua what is about to happen, but he knows in the midst that he has to keep reminding him, be strong and courageous. Joshua 5-6 says, no man will be able to stand against you. After God tells Joshua what he wants him to do, notice God reminds Joshua that Joshua was going to take the people into the land which God swore to their fathers, their ancestors. God also reminded Joshua that he had been with Moses, so Joshua could see God's track record. St. Paul, sometimes when we face a new season that we are fearful of, we got to pause and remember God's track record. How many times did he make a way out of no way in your life? How many times has he answered the promises? How many times when you had a fear or a concern in your heart and in your spirit and on your birthday morning, your baby girl brings you a gift that clarifies and verifies that God is hearing your prayers and answering your prayers? We got to remember that just like Joshua, God will remind us in those seasons of his promises. One of the things that Joshua needed to understand is he was going to let his faith have victory over his fears. Was understanding that God is the ultimate promise keeper. He will not, and his word does not utter anything that he will not do on your behalf. Joshua needs to know this because there are times where it would look impossible to do the same thing that God wants us to do. Think about it. Again, in his position, Joshua had seen Moses literally hold the staff up on the Red Sea. And can you imagine Joshua thinking, God, I can't do that. God, are you showing me, little old me, the one who's just going behind Joshua? Can you imagine his thinking? God, are you? I know you've done these things, but was it for me or was it for Moses? Was it for the Israelites? My God, can I really do this, God? St. Paul, when we are facing a difficult choice, we have to remember that God keeps, hallelujah, his promises. It will give you something to cling to. When we don't know what God is about to do, just cling to the majesty, the might of his promises. Something to help you think about the sacrifice of what you may be doing, but realizing that it's not so much about the sacrifice, it's about the God who's with you in that season. Remember, St. Paul, when we remember the promises of God, fear is not an option. It may be a state, it may have its place, but the ultimate outcome is our faith over our fear. Think about this, but also that scripture text reminds us that our obedience builds our faith.
All right.
Remember in verses 7 and 8, God encourages Joshua to be strong and very courageous. Ooh, y'all, think about that word, very. Joshua 1:7 says, only be strong and be very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it all to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go.
All right now.
Don't miss this, St. Paul. Don't miss this, church. In the midst of encouraging Joshua to be strong and very courageous, as I said, God talks to him about obedience. God, come on now. Here I am in my state and I am scared. Here I am and I need to lean on your promises, and you want to pause and start talking to me about obedience? But that's part of the puzzle. God talks to him about obedience. Notice, St. Paul, his choice of words. He tells Joshua to be one, careful to do according to two, all the law which Moses, three, my servant has commanded you. Sometimes to get over our fear, we have to be careful of what we allow in our presence. And we got to remember that we have to be in alignment to all the law. It's not about picking which law is convenient for this situation. Be aligned with all the law. And he's gotten his example from my servant Moses. I find it interesting that God would stress this, as I said, in the middle of trying to encourage Joshua to be strong and courageous. Don't we know, St. Paul, that on this faith journey, our obedience is an evidence of our strength and our courage. He tells him not to turn to the right, even though we may want to. Not to turn to the left, even though that may seem to make more sense. What has been commanded by Moses, and then to give Joshua his promise. If Joshua is obedient, listen to the rest of the text. God says he will be successful wherever he goes. Wherever he goes, God is telling us that our obedience can be a way for us to build a strong faith. If we believe in the promises of God, it will give us confidence to stand strong, because we know we're not standing by ourselves. If we are obedient to God, it will give us something else strong to stand upon, realizing that, yes, this is not just a right now victory. It's a wherever I go kind of victory that God is about to release. This obedience thing is important, y'all. God tells Joshua that ignorance is no longer an excuse. God tells Joshua that he had better study. Remember, the text goes on. Y'all remember that. It says you better study the word so you will know where you need to stand. Think about it. We are cheating ourselves from living a fear is not an option life when we do not read and study and then pause and meditate and let the Holy Ghost fill us with the word of God. When we're being obedient to God, we can know that we will succeed. All things work together for our good. We can know that our faith can overcome our present state of fear. Our faith can overcome if we understand one last point. God is, as verse 9 told us, always with us.
Yes, thank you.
Verse 9 reads, "Have I not commanded you?" Remember, he said it two times before. "Be strong and courageous." And I love these words. "Do not tremble," come on, y'all, "or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." God is encouraging Joshua the third time to be strong and courageous. He further tells him not to tremble or to be dismayed. God gives, I love this point, Joshua a reason to be strong and courageous. God is going to go with Joshua wherever he goes. God is letting Joshua and us right now, St. Paul, know that he will not be without us, that we will not go into battle all alone. We will not have to carry out the will of God without the might of God, without the strength of God, without the mercy of God, without the grace of God, without the courage of God. We will not have to do this thing by ourselves. How many times in your life have you let fear overtake your faith because you thought you were alone? But let me make this personal, y'all, because God preached this thing to me first before he had me write it down. St. Paul, I stand before you as a witness. There have been times that I let fear overtake what God had asked me to do, and I didn't understand that that was my possibility for a wherever I go blessing. There were times in my life when I let fear be the determining factor, then my faith, the determining walk I would take. I have felt this way in my life, and that's a terrible feeling, and I know I'm not alone. When we make choices based upon fear, oh my God, what are we doing when we stop and let fear become more important than our faith? For a person in Joshua's position, it can be lonely at the top. But we forget it can be lonely all the way around and it, when it comes to living our lives. Joshua's faith, he understood, had to overcome the fear of what he thought were his limitations. Sometimes this journey is about what God has already implanted in you and not what you see in the mirror. St. Paul, without a doubt, when I look at my life, the only way that I have been able to accomplish the things that God has allowed in my life, notice my choice of words, what I have been able to accomplish is because he was with me. I told you, St. Paul, all the time, long time ago, I remember living over there on 18 and a half. This is not on my paper. Lord God, help me. Living on 18 and a half East Maple Street with no lights, no electricity, no food, trying to figure out why are you allowing me to have this season in my life? Scared to death of what it was, but God just kept whispering, be obedient, be obedient, be obedient. You don't understand what I'm about to do. Be obedient. You don't see the end. Be obedient. You don't understand the might that I have intended for you. Be obedient. Do not fear, my daughter. One step and I'm asking you to take 55,000 more, but each and every one of them, I will be with you. It's sad, St. Paul, to see people constantly struggling, not by themselves, but with themselves. To see so many folk that God is literally waiting for you. Baby girl, I got the door right here, right open. All I need you to do is take one step. I declare unto you today, St. Paul, as I close, God is with you, no matter if you feel like he's not. Do you think about this? God sent his son to die on the cross so he could carelessly sit back and wait for you to fail? Do you think he wants you to waste the sacrifice of the calling on your life, that he sent Jesus to die for us? Do you think that all of God's grand plan was for you to stay in that place of fear and not start walking in the faith that he has ordained for you? Do you think God will ever abandon you? And I say, no, he will not. He is with us, be it in the good times and in the bad. He is there waiting for us to reach out to him for help. Can you imagine, St. Paul, when we begin to pray prayers of faith versus fear? Lord God Almighty, continue to cover my children. Thank you, Lord God, for what you've already released in their lives, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for being a God that stands right there beside them. Thank you, Lord God, that just like me, I don't know what the end's going to be, but I know, Lord, that just as I love them, you love them more. So that means, Lord God, that you will be with them wherever they go. Lord God, if they go into down the street and in the hood or whatever, you will be there with them wherever you go. Versus the kinds of prayers that are filled with fear because we've let the devil take a seat in our faith life. And the kind of faith, the kind of prayers that don't exalt God in his might of what he intends to do. Sometimes we got to stand just like Joshua. Be strong and courageous. God tells Joshua, do not tremble. Come on, y'all. Woo. Or be dismayed. Woo. Because God is with him. So St. Paul, I say to you today, don't you tremble. Woo. And don't you be dismayed. Because God is with each and every one of you. You have a choice to make. You either are going to live by fear or you're either going to live by faith. What choice will you make for God today? Will you choose to walk into his abundant life that he intends for you? Or will you walk in a life that is not led by faith, but led by the intent, the distraction of the devil? Because remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Don't tremble, St. Paul. Don't be discouraged, because God is telling you, fear not, and that fear is not an option. Amen. 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 And amen. Fear is not an option. I'm not going to let the devil have a seat in God's life and plan for my life. Amen. Amen. And amen.